Good evening. I'm David Ortiz. You're watching InfoWars Nightly News. It's Monday, the 4th of February of 2013, and here's what we have in store for you tonight.
Tonight on the InfoWars Nightly News, President Obama skeet shoots all the time. So why is he so bad at it? Plus, was Chris Kyle eliminated because of his Second Amendment beliefs? Then, Jesse Jackson wants Americans to know that having a gun makes you a domestic terrorist. All that and more on the InfoWars Nightly News.
Well, it seems Jesse Jackson continues to demonize Second Amendment supporters. In an article posted today on InfoWars.com by our very own Kurt Nimmo, the headline reads, Reverend Jesse Jackson says gun supporters are domestic terrorists. According to the article, during an interview with the Wall Street Journal, posted on January 30th, the Reverend Jesse Jackson said anti-government people espousing what amounts to a Confederate ideology will engage in terrorist activities unless the government enacts draconian laws restricting the possession of firearms. Later on in the article, it says New York Representative Charlie Rangel said in January that Southern culture, a specific reference to gun culture prevalent in the South, is something that Democrats must work to overcome. New York is a little different and more progressive, says the congressman, in a lot of areas than some other states. And some of the southern areas have cultures that we have to overcome. That is according to Rangel. So there you go. You continue to have far left Democrats, particularly in the minority community, that continue to say if you support the Second Amendment, if you think that somebody has the right to own an assault weapons, you're bad. And there's a great possibility you're probably racist as well. Of course, Jesse Jackson doesn't talk about the drug war, which kills far more people than assault weapons. Only about 3 or 4% of all gun crimes or gun murders involve an assault weapon. But most or a large percentage, at least 30-40% of people who are killed by a gun, it's because of the drug war. Yet Mr. Jackson does not talk about that because his beloved Barack Obama supports it. He supports it, the drug war. And Barack Obama has said that he has bigger issues to solve than helping people to smoke marijuana. Well, it's not about allowing people to smoke marijuana. It's about, reducing the prison population and stop locking up people for years in jail and stop getting people murdered because of this drug war. And we're going to go to footage right now where Jesse Jackson makes a slip, a verbal slip, where he starts to acknowledge that the drug war is a problem, but then he backs off. He retracts that. Let's go to that video.
We're really arming to stop the government from taking. They're fighting the government. This is a Confederate ideology. We need Homeland Security, not just the local police. And so you got some combination in this drug thing, in this gun thing, of this drug thing, in this gun thing, of territorial fights, the gun fights over that. It's metastasizing and it's festering. So we're trying to put some focus on this issue of Reconstruction. We're really arming.
It's so sad. There you go. You saw the fraudulent slip where he talked about the drug war and then he retracted because, again, he knows that Barack Obama supports the drug war. If he really wanted to reduce crime, gun violence, he would be lobbying and demonizing President Obama for his stance on the drug war. And it's amazing because these people in the Democratic Party want to continue to hold conferences over this gun issue. We don't need more conferences. What we need is to end the drug war. Now, speaking of the Second Amendment, in an article posted today by Paul Joseph Watson on InfoWars.com, the article reads, Reuters report contradicts Obama skeet shooting photo. The article says that, you know, they're looking at the photos, and if in fact that was President Obama shooting, according to media outlets, many media outlets, among them the New York Magazine, which is not a conservative outlet, they're saying, why is Obama aiming straight when skeets are normally only shot at a high or low angle? Why is smoke coming out of the side of the barrel? Obama claims he goes shooting all the time, yet as innumerable gun experts have pointed out, his stance is atrocious, and it looks like Obama has never even held a firearm before. Obama appears to have grown a potbelly that isn't apparent in other photos from the same time period, and the recoil of the gun immediately after being fired would result in camera blur, which isn't evident in the photo. So there you go, Paul Joseph Watson, as well as New York Magazine, is bringing up the possibility that maybe that could be a doctored photo. We don't know if it is, but it certainly wouldn't be the first time that the White House has released a photo that isn't exactly what they say it is. We know that after bin Laden was caught, the White House released a photo that showed Obama, President Obama, and Hillary Clinton looking very concerned, and they said that's how he looked as the raid was going on, the Osama bin Laden raid. Well, it turns out that wasn't a photo of them during the raid. So the White House has released photos that aren't exactly accurate. Could this be another one of them? We don't know. But what we do know is, you know, President Obama saying he goes shooting all the time. That just could be a token gesture so that he can get the people to believe that he's not that bad a guy. So therefore, let's pass the assault weapons ban. He's not a good guy when it comes to this issue, despite what he says. Moving on to another gun story. Sadly, murdered Navy SEAL. Chris Kyle, a former Navy SEAL, has been murdered. He passed away this past weekend. According to the article, murdered Navy SEAL Chris Kyle was gunned down at Point Blank Range in Texas this past weekend. He was emerging as a prominent gun control critic, working to place armed guards in schools in the aftermath of the Sandy Hook massacre. And later on in the article, there's a quote by Mr. Kyle where he says, "I've talked to a bunch of cops and Secret Service guys, and they aren't going to go to anyone's house, especially if they have guns. They don't want to be knocking on doors," said the best-selling author of American Sniper. And later on in the article, it says, Kyle's alleged killer has been named as 25-year-old Eddie Ray Routh, an ex-Marine who suffered from post-traumatic stress syndrome. Routh was arrested at his home in Lancaster, Texas, after leading police on a chase following the shooting. So you've got two things going on here. One is that Mr. Kyle was killed, and could the government be going after staunch, high-profile supporters of the Second Amendment? Over the past 6 weeks, three people have been mysteriously killed who were staunch supporters of the Second Amendment. We have Mr. Kyle. We also have another individual who used to post videos on YouTube that were wildly popular, that promoted the Second Amendment and had hundreds of millions of hits. And he was shot at point blank range. And we still don't know exactly why that happened. And then there was another Second Amendment supporter who died in a mysterious car crash. And this is all happening right around the time that the government is trying to infringe upon our Second Amendment rights. They know darn well, what many skeptics might say is they know that these people help the Second Amendment cause and we might have to get rid of them. Alex has talked about the fact that he has faced death threats and they quite possibly could be going after strong supporters of the Second Amendment. So our condolences to Mr. Kyle. And also another possibility that could be occurring is it says that the individual who shot him allegedly was suffering from post-traumatic stress syndrome. Alex has talked numerous times that people are talking about the weapons that are killing people, but they're not talking about how many of these individuals are high as a kite when they murder these individuals. The gentleman from Aurora, Colorado, who walked into the movie theater was drugged at the time that he did these murders. And Alex has talked about at great length that we need to talk about how these individuals are on medication. And that could be a reason, that is a reason why many of these murders are taking place. Now, speaking of Mr. Kyle, he was obviously involved in the lawsuit that Jesse Ventura was filing against him. According to Mr. Ventura, he was being slandered by Mr. Kyle. Supposedly, Mr. Kyle said that he was at an outing where Mr. Ventura was at, and Mr. Ventura was demeaning military soldiers who had passed away, saying that it was good that they passed away because they were participating in an immoral war. Mr. Ventura completely refutes that. He says he would never say such a thing, even though he detests the wars that we are in. He would never demean his fellow comrades in arms. He is a Navy SEAL, so he was going to sue Mr. Kyle over that accusation. So that's another reason why Mr. Kyle was recently in the news. They were both patriots, and it was obviously sad to see them having that disagreement. But again, our condolences to Chris Kyle's family. Now, speaking of the military, it seems that more military exercises are continuing in residential communities. In an article posted today on Infowars.com by Kurt Nimmo, the article says, Marines and sailors will invade Jasper County, South Carolina this week, according to the Island Packet. The 26th Marine Expeditionary Unit will train in the town of Ridgeland, the county seat, in preparation for the deployment to Mediterranean and African shores. That's according to Second Lieutenant Gerard R. Ferraro. And later on in the article, it says the Pentagon insists these exercises are necessary for urban combat situations in Afghanistan, Iraq, and in the months ahead, Africa, where it insists Al-Qaeda is active. However, these exercises have a more immediate and important function to acclimate civilians at home to the presence of combat soldiers working in concert with militarized police, with the blessing of local officials, and often with funding provided by the federal government. So you've got two things going on. This could be going on because there's going to be a war soon occurring, and our men in uniform, sadly, are going to be deported to Africa. Gerald Celente has stated he believes a world war is in the works. At the very least, a regional war could occur. So that's what you have there, despite what the peaceful president says, Barack Obama. It seems that he will be sending our men to war or to participate in military action that is not necessary. And this is also, according to the article, a way of preparing the public to, you know, get used to the police state. We've done several articles on how military officials have, military soldiers have practiced in residential streets in St. Louis. Last week they did it in the Houston area, and it's all part of the growing police state conditioning you, to, you know, soldiers in your neighborhood. So there you go. We've got more drills taking place, this time in South Carolina. Now, speaking of the military and how they minimize their actions, in an article posted today on Sky News HD, it says, mini drones, Army deploys tiny helicopters. The article says, British troops are using a nano drone, just 10 centimeters long and weighing 16 grams, on the front line in Afghanistan to provide vital information on the ground. They are the first to use the state-of-the-art handheld tiny surveillance helicopters, which relay reliable full-motion video and still images back to the device's handlers in the battlefield. The Black Hornet nano unmanned air vehicle is the size of a child's toy, also it must be harmless, measuring just 10 centimeters by 2.5 centimeters, and is equipped with a tiny camera. Later on in the article, it says a military official was quoted as saying, we use it to look for insurgent firing points and check out exposed areas of the ground before crossing, which is a real asset. It is very easy to operate and offers amazing capability to the guys on the ground. So the real story here is how now these drones aren't just huge in size, they're small. They're small, and they could fly right on your shoulder. And the U.S. military has been using this as well. As a matter of fact, the U.S. military has something called an insect surveillance. And let's show the video of that right there. And that's been used in the Middle East. They've actually flied that robotic insect on the shoulders of many so-called terrorists and have poisoned them. And, you know, we wonder, how can this be used against the American people in the future? You know, you're not going to need a warrant for that. That's going to be very easy to fly on someone's house, on the roof of someone's house. They could see what's going on in the inside. They could check out the audio, see what individuals are saying in their homes. So it's all part of the growing police state and this technology that's going to make it extremely difficult for Americans to, you know, have their privacy honored. Now, in other news and much more lighthearted news, yesterday was the Super Bowl. And according to reports, over 110 million Americans, the largest in television history, viewed this event, a large amount. And obviously the halftime show was Beyoncé, And an article posted today on Yahoo, they talked about how Beyonce, you know, did Beyonce flash an Illuminati sign? And there you go. You see the sign that she flashed. Many people have said that both her husband Jay-Z are involved in the Illuminati cult, if you will. And they minimize it. They just get up there, they dance, and quite possibly they're promoting demonic culture, if you will, the Illuminati culture. Did she do that? Well, I'll leave that up to you to decide. And also the article talks about how, Alex also talked about earlier today on his radio show how there was a blackout and could there be a hidden agenda as a result of that blackout? You know, could it be that when the lights were pulled down, they were promoting the Illuminati? I believed the announcer said we'll be back in, you know, 33 minutes after the hour. The number 33, from what I understand, is, affiliated with the Illuminati. So we'll leave that up to you to decide. Also, Alex talked about how the lights were brought down, and maybe that's the way of the government, you know, preparing the people for maybe, you know, the electrical grid going down and how they raise the electricity back up again. That's the way of kind of saying, you know, we've got the power to control this. So, you know, you should support our energy policies. And speaking of Beyonce, on a much lighter note, let's go back to that Beyonce footage. Many people are saying that even though she's beautiful on the outside, maybe because she does things like that, her soul really looks more like this on the inside there. All you single ladies, all the single ladies, all the single... There you go. So that's how people are saying now her soul really looks that way. I'm not saying that, but others are. We're now going to go to the daily quote, and it's by none other than our friend Joe Rogan, and here's what he had to say. It's a great quote. This country has a mental health problem disguised as a gun problem and a tyranny problem disguised as a security problem. Very well said, Mr. Rogan. And speaking of tyranny, we're now going to, in a couple minutes, going to talk with Larry Pratt of the Gun Owners of America. He's the director of Gun Owners of America. We're going to talk about the growing police state as well as a possible showdown once again between Alex Jones and Pierce Morgan. We'll be right back.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Fellow freedom lovers, Alex Jones here with the biggest contest announcement we've ever made. This is so incredibly exciting. We are launching Operation Paul Revere. What did Paul Revere do? He rode through the countryside in New England saying to arms, the redcoats are coming. Oneth by land, toeth by sea. And all that evil men and tyrants need to flourish is that good men and women do nothing. Let me officially announce Operation Paul Revere, a $100,000 cash first place winner to be judged by yours truly, Alex Jones. The film can be 3 minutes. It can be up to 2 hours. It can be fiction, nonfiction, documentary, drama. It's got to promote liberty and freedom and expose tyranny and oppression. And it's not just people in the U.S. that can enter. It's folks worldwide. The rules, the details are at Infowars.com/contest. You have to read the rules and officially sign up for this because it's a $100,000 prize, first place, $10,000 second place, $5,000 third place. But just as I did last year with a reporter contest, we are going to crowdsource from the pool of incredible talent out there and hire several official crews to be directors and writers and camera people in Infowars.com produced major films and documentaries that will be put in movie theaters and on cable. And I've got all the connections to get it done. Together, we're going to really give the New World Order hell. This is extremely exciting. I've made over 20 films. One of them alone has reached more than 40 million people on YouTube and Google Video. The Obama Deception, Endgame, Fall of the Republic, Road to Tyranny. Films are the most effective thing I do, but they're very time consuming. And so I want to turn the power of we the people loose here. And your art, your research, your ideas are unstoppable. We're officially kicking the contest off this Friday. And you've got a little more than 3 months until April 30th. Just a little more than 3 months to produce your documentary or your film and get it out. And it will absolutely reach tens of millions of people. Our normal contest get about 500 entries. That's what $10,000 prize is. This is 10 times that. 100,000 for first place. That's one of the biggest contests out there. In fact, it's the biggest next to Doritos that has $100,000. This is huge, ladies and gentlemen. $115,000 in cash prizes and a shot to have your film produced and financed by InfoWars.com. Edit it, upload it to YouTube and one other alternate public video site, and send your entry to Paul Revere at InfoWars.com. The animating contest of liberty that Thomas Jefferson talked about is happening right now. The modern battlefield is in the mind more than ever. We use truth. The globalists use lies and deception. The corruption and oppression and high-tech police state is in our face. But the controllers are scared. They intended to use the internet to dominate and control humanity and surveil us. But we've turned their system against them. This is a historic crossroads that we have reached. And I ask you to ride in the year 2013, just as one of the founders of this republic did back in 1775. I'm calling you to arms in the info war because the pen and the video camera is mightier than the sword. Let's go in there and rescue humanity and awaken them and set brush fires in the minds of men and women everywhere. Be part of this contest. You've got 3 months. Put your hat in the ring. Be part of the solution to the corruption and oppression. Be part of the resistance to tyranny. We're looking for the Paul Reveres that will drive a stake through the New World Order's wicked heart. ProPure is introducing Pro-1. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. This is the Pro-1 by ProPure. You wanted it, you got it. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver-impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It cuts out the acid derivative of fluoride. It is the only one that does it. And out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. This is a revolution against the tyrants. They love putting the toxic acid base of fluoride into your water. They love the fact that it's an adjuvant supercharging the trace Prozac in the water and the hormones and the other chemicals. By cutting out fluoride, you cut out the turbocharger in all the poison being artificially introduced into your body. This is what I use. It's a win-win. You get a high-quality product at the lowest price. You support the InfoWar. Get your ProPure with the new Pro-1 filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139. Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals. But the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up as a distributor and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.
Welcome back. We're now going to go to the interview I conducted earlier today with Patriot Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America. It's a great interview. Now, Mr. Pratt, originally Alex was scheduled to interview you, and people love the dynamic of the two of you talking. However, he wasn't able to do so today, and the reason why, it's pretty amusing. It turns out that your friend and Alex's friend, Pierce Morgan, is coming down to Texas. He's coming down to Katy, Texas. From what we understand, he's going to be at a gun range. I believe they're called Tactical Firearms. And, you know, your thoughts on that. Alex, by the way, Alex is going to try to confront them if he can. He's going to bullhorn him. You know, we'll see. He's on his way there now. But your thoughts on Pierce Morgan visiting the great state of Texas?
Well, my imagination tells me that there may be some folks telling Mr. Morgan that, boy, you ain't from around here, are you?
Yeah, it turns out he's going to be at a location. I believe it's called Tactical Firearms, from what one of the producers has told me. And
I'm just wondering if he's going to take his instruction on shooting stance from the president.
Oh, if he does, he might get himself shot.
Well, he might be flat on his back too. My guess is the president could have done that to himself pretty easily the way he was mishandling that gun.
Yeah, what do you think about those photos that came out several days ago of the president shooting? Do you think they were doctored? Do you think that was really him? Or?
Well, if those were doctored, he better get a better doctor, because it showed a great deal of inability to fire a gun properly. His stance was such that he would have been knocked on his backside very likely, especially if that were the first time he had fired a shotgun. It didn't look like it was well placed tightly against him. He was standing back. He wasn't down in a semi-crouched position that somebody shooting skeet might be expected to have. He would be trying to rotate his upper torso to follow the bird and to try to pull it down. So it just seemed mighty strange that somebody shooting skeet would be pointing basically straight ahead and in such an unusual position. So I think they should have faked it. I'm guessing that they didn't fake it.
Now, you know, what is your speaking of Pierce Morgan, it turns out that the owner of this facility, Tactical Firearms, at one point supported ammunition control, from what I've been told. Do you think that the owner could be a psyop or just a well-meaning but naive individual?
You know, you can flip a coin on that, but unhappily, there are people who are active in the firearms world who don't really appreciate the Second Amendment the way those of us at Gun Owners of America do, or I think millions of other gun owners in the country. And particularly when a Brit is telling us how we ought to learn how to conduct ourselves with firearms, with his accent, it gets a little much, you know?
Yeah, speaking of his demeanor, and I don't want to focus on him too much because he's pretty irrelevant. His numbers are pretty bad. But we want to go to a clip real quick of Mr. Morgan speaking to various guests, I believe including yourself. And then I have a question to ask you after that clip.
Anybody that wants to make me unarmed and helpless, people that want to literally create the proven places where more innocents are killed, called gun-free zones, we're going to beat you. We're going to vote you out of office or suck on my machine gun.
That's why you're going to fail, and the establishment knows, no matter how much propaganda, the republic will rise again when you attempt to take our guns.
I think we need to ban gun control laws that keep people from being able to protect themselves.
Anybody that wants to disarm me can drop dead.
The problem is not going to go away if we ban this or that gun. We've tried that. That doesn't work. Doesn't even work in England. You've had mass murders there. All over Europe there have been mass murders. The solution is for people to be able to defend themselves at the point of the crime and not wait for 20 minutes for the police to come after everybody's dead.
Mr. Pratt was an absolute lie.
Pierce, don't try what your ancestors did before. Why don't you come to America? I'll take you out shooting. You can become an American and join the Republic.
You finished?
I honestly don't understand why you would rather have people be victims of a crime than be able to defend themselves. It's incomprehensible.
But Mr. Pratt, I haven't seen every single interview that, you know, Mr. Morgan has done on this issue, but I never hear people talk too much about the drug war. I mean, what's your take on the drug war? Because it seems a huge percentage of these murders that are taking place because of the drug war. And like a child, Pierce Morgan never seems to acknowledge that.
The drug wars, I think, are a factor. We've seen some kind of substance abuse as a very common element. We've seen video games where killing becomes fun, where killing becomes instinctive and fun. And we've seen a connection also to satanic worship of one kind and another in many, many of these cases. So we've got a lot of factors operating here that take their control, if you will, of a person's mind long before they get to the scene of the crime with a gun.
Right. Now, the drug war, though, the video games, those are all small, you know, in my opinion, small reasons why there's gun violence. But the drug war, that's a huge reason, in my estimation, why this is going on. And, you know, what do you think about these Democrats, you know, exalting President Obama for the assault weapons ban that he's pushing? Yet they never seem to demonize him over the drug war, which kills thousands of people.
The drug war, and they, of course, don't want to go against the combination of drugs and video games, because video, after all, is part of their buddies in Hollywood. So they're not going to do any finger pointing, let alone at the silver screen itself, where firearms are glorified. And really amazing things happen with guns that don't happen in the real world. There's a single-minded focus on our firearms. And the clear intention is, since there's no factual basis for their arguments, their clear intention is to disarm the American people so that the government can run roughshod over the Constitution and over the wishes of the people.
And they also mention, he's mentioned, you know, more guns equals more violence, but he never talks about Switzerland, a country which almost every homeowner has a fully automatic gun or a semi-automatic gun, and yet the murder rates are so low, they don't even keep a record of them.
Switzerland has one of the lowest murder rates. The numbers that I've seen in the past were 1 point something per 100,000, actually lower than what they have in England, which the latest data were 1.2 murders per 100,000. By the way, in Fairfax County, Virginia, where Gun Owners of America is located and where citizens can quite readily get a concealed carry firearm permit, we have a county of over 1 million people, very urban county. Come and drive in our traffic and we will convince you how urban we are. And yet the murder rate here is 0.4 per 100,000. 0.3, actually, I misspoke, which is a quarter of the murder rate they have in merry old United Kingdom, Mr. Morgan's favorite place where I'm not quite sure why he ever left.
Now, moving on to other Second Amendment issues, what is your opinion on the recent death of a former Navy SEAL, Chris Kyle?
That was a real tragedy because apparently he was helping to work with a man, a veteran who had PTSD, and something went bad. And we haven't really been told much. And I think we need to know more about what happened, whether PTSD was really a factor or whether it was what you had been talking about. Was he on some kind of medication? Is that something that they haven't mentioned at all? But maybe that was part of it, because if he was known to have PTSD and he was being counseled by this veteran, then maybe one of the meds wasn't being used. And so when you come off some medications, that can be a problem. Maybe it was some other medication where taking it is a problem. These are questions that I think inquiring minds would like to have answers to.
Now, do you think the government is targeting staunch Second Amendment supporters? I mean, over the past month, 6 weeks, two other individuals, staunch Second Amendment supporters, were killed. One was shot point blank. The other one had, Another Second Amendment supporter drove his car off. He got into a massive car accident. Do you think the government could be targeting Second Amendment supporters?
Well, one would hope not, although with the Obama administration record of sending guns to deliberately into the hands of the Mexican cartels, one can't out of hand say, oh, that's crazy. All we can say is, we hope not. Let's find out what is going on.
Has your life been threatened in recent weeks, recent months?
Oh, my. We don't even keep track of it. The left is an angry group, or has many angry people among its ranks. And once the Piers Morgan publicity became kind of a national item for a few days, that elicited so many phone calls to GOA and people actually leaving messages about their ill wishes toward me and toward my family. I hope that would not occur in reverse if some leftist became quite notorious from our point of view. It just seems to me that the lack of civility on the part of those preaching civility is pretty striking.
Now, for those who, you know, let me play devil's advocate here for those people who may not know who you are. I mean, obviously, for those just watching right now, you're obviously a friend of the show. But let me play devil's advocate. What's wrong with registering a gun? What about those NRA members or members of your organization that say, hey, listen, we believe in concealed carry. We believe in you having an assault weapon. And, you know, there should be no regulation as to how many bullets, you know, you can have. But why not just register your gun?
Well, first of all, registration supposedly is a crime-fighting tool. When we look at those jurisdictions where firearms have been registered, whether it's Hawaii or Canada, the registry has never once been used to solve a crime. So the notion that we're helping the police just falls. It's simply not true. What does happen with gun registries, time and again, throughout the last century in Europe and even in the United States, is governments use those lists at some point that they decide is convenient to confiscate guns. And that's just unacceptable. That is not something that we should ever tolerate here in the United States. It's bad enough that many people are on record having gone through the so-called instant background check, which isn't necessarily instant, and it's certainly not, as far as we can tell, being operated in compliance with federal law. Namely, the names of those checked and their addresses are to be discarded totally after 24 hours, once the check is made. When we've repeatedly asked the government, well, how long then do you keep them? Do they get destroyed right away? And they refuse to answer. Not very comforting, and precisely the reason why we're opposed to any instant background check. Not a crime-fighting tool, only gives government the opportunity to abuse gun owners.
Now, we only have a few minutes left, but you just said we are opposed to background checks, but I believe the NRA is considering that. You know, they're contemplating that as a compromise. For those who may not know, what's the difference between Gun Owners of America and the NRA?
Well, the NRA supported the instant background check in the past. It was their way of getting away from a waiting period. And they convinced the Congress that gun owners would be okay with an instant background check as long as we didn't have to have a 3 or a 5 day waiting period. Well, our argument at the time was both are unconstitutional proposals, but frankly, the waiting period is less constitutionally damaging because it doesn't set up a registry of gun owners. It just makes people vulnerable for the time they have to wait. And as Dr. Lott has found, a waiting period increases the rape rate some 3%, while women are waiting 3 days to get a gun. I'm sure it's worse if they have to wait 5, which has been the waiting period in some jurisdictions in the past. So waiting periods are not useful and very dangerous, frankly, to the very people it's supposed to be protecting.
Now, is the NRA an organization that the American public, in your estimation, should admire, should support, or no?
Well, let's put it this way. We would be very happy if people would support Gun Owners of America. There we can assure them that we know what we're about. Since the 70s, we were set up as an adversary of the government to fight gun control. When the NRA was set up back in the 1870s, it was set up by union officers to have the NRA aid the government, to be a handmaiden to the government, and specifically training young men how to safely and effectively use firearms. It was an experience born out of the Civil War when union officers realized that too many union recruits hardly knew which end of a gun was which. So the difference in founding, the purposes for the founding, one support, one adversarial, I think tells you the difference. And if you think that gun control really needs a robust adversarial opposition, then I would humbly submit Gun Owners of America is where you want to be.
In closing, do you think Dianne Feinstein's assault weapons ban bill will pass?
According to even Harry Reid, it's not likely. We don't think she has the votes. What we think is going to be the play is to try to say, oh, well, okay, we'll compromise and we'll just go for the background check. Well, no, that's not an acceptable compromise at all. In fact, there's really no acceptable compromise when you're talking about the Second Amendment. And so we don't think Mrs. Feinstein's going to get her gun ban. We're rather more concerned that she could get the background check, and we're hoping that Harry Reid is correct, that even there, that's not too likely.
Well, Mr. Pratt, is there any last thing you'd like to share with the public?
Well, we'd certainly hope that people support the work that we're doing at Gun Owners, and that they don't even have to spend a nickel. If they just go to gunowners.org, they can get on our alert list, and when they're notified, an email will be embedded. It'll go to the appropriate member of Congress with an appropriate message regarding whatever is the gun control issue of that day.
Well, Mr. Pratt, thank you so much for joining us here on InfoWars Nightly News. We really appreciate it. You're a patriot, and we wish you continued success.
Thank you so much for letting me be with you. It's always a pleasure.
A true patriot, Larry Pratt. Well, that's all for tonight's edition of InfoWars Nightly News. We'll see you tomorrow evening. Until then, I'm David Ortiz. Have a great evening.